Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up about 4 minutes after the hour in today's Strawberry Letter, the subject is her husband is better than mine. Okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into it. Not what you think. We'll get into it in just a bit. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You spent my credit card.
What was I supposed to do
you
with
spent
it?
Spent my credit card.
So it's supposed to be spent.
See?
Yeah.
See?
What you got it for?
Hey, that's what ladies say right there, ain't it?
Yeah.
You spent my credit card. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Anthony. Anthony.
Yeah, this is he.
Anthony, this is Jay Will. I'm the bartender here at the club.
Yeah, man, I've been calling y'all all week, man, about my card.
Yes, I got your card. You actually, you must have left it here Saturday night, is that right?
Yeah, I left it up there Saturday, man, but I've been calling y'all all week, man, trying to get my card.
We don't normally come back in until Thursday or Thursday morning. We get the liquor ready for Thursday night, so nobody's actually here. I just happen to be coming.
I understand it, man, but y'all run your business, man. Y'all got to get somebody to start answering the phones, man. I need my card.
Right.
Where y'all at right now so I can come pick up my card? Y'all at the club?
No, I'm not. I just left the club, actually. I'm actually almost home, but I do have your card with me.
Oh, wait. You got my card with you?
Yes, I have your credit card.
Well, why you took my card to the house?
Well, I saw all the messages that you left on the machine, so I'm assuming that if I reached out to you, maybe we could meet up and I could actually help you out and get it to you before Thursday.
Yeah, but that's cool, man, but I could have just met you at the club. If you saw my call, you should have just called me back. I could have came right over to the club, man.
Okay, well, I apologize. I got a lot of running around to do, but if you don't mind coming out and picking it up from me here at the house, you know, I'd make sure I get it to you.
Okay, cool. Well, look, check this out. What's your address, man, so I can just come over there to you right now? I'm going to put it in GPS and run over there.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
Right. Street.
All right. All right, cool. Look, man, you there now? Because I can just shoot over there right quick. Man, and I applaud you a little something, man, for taking care of it, man, because I really need my car, man. I got some urgent business I need to take care of. So I just shoot you a little something when I get over there, and I appreciate it again, man.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, you know, wanting to slide me something. And since you said that, you know, maybe you don't have to, because I ran into a little jam, man, and hopefully you'll be understandable about it, but I ran into a little jam, and I actually had to... I actually had to use your car.
Hold on. Wait. You said what?
Well, I got into a little situation, and I actually had to use your card.
Use my card?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I'll be able to give it back, pay it back to you.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Use my card. What? Hey, man. What? Hey. What? 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 What the hell y'all got got a couple of operations y'all got going on over there, man. Use my car for what? I closed my tab out on Saturday night, man.
Yeah, you closed your tab out, you know, and like I said, I was going through a little bit of a situation. I needed some gas, so I used it for that, and, yeah. And my little girl needed some uniforms for a school, and I my check hadn't come from the club yet, but as soon as
slow down, bro. You put gas and you buying somebody children some clothes on my car?
Right, and I had to get my car out of the shop. So I mean, once
come on, your car out the shop. Man, let me tell you something, man. You with my family, man. You with my family money, man. I'll you up for that, bro. I don't play for that. I'm gonna run and file a police report, man.
Mr. Anthony, just calm down, man. I know it's a
little. No, there ain't no calm down, nothing.
But at least.
I got a family, man. I got my own kid to take care of.
But at least I'm telling you what happened, and you're not.
I don't give a damn what you're telling me. You should have used my car. My car should have been at the club where I left it at.
I can pay you back in payments, man. Every week
I'm paying it. I want my money. I want my car back. I'm gonna bust your. That's what it's gonna be.
If your car was that important, you wouldn't have left it at the club.
Man, I don't give a damn people leave their car all time.
Well, if you wouldn't have been so,
you
if you wouldn't,
wanted, the girl had my car the whole time. Said she was gonna save it for me and give it to me. And I signed my thing, and she didn't give it to me.
If you wouldn't have been so drunk, you wouldn't have left your car at the club.
Hold on. Nobody fucked up, man. I had two drinks, man. But that don't excuse the fact I had some friends and videos I need to leave. But that don't excuse you to use my car, man.
I understand that,
man,
but I'm telling you,
where you at right now, man? Where you at? You at this address?
Yes, I am.
I'm on the way over there, man, and I'm telling you what, man, if you don't have my card and my money when I get there, I'm going to bust your wide open.
I understand. It took me $400 to get my car out the shop.
$400? Out of my car?
Well, no, it was actually $600 on your car because I had to get the other stuff that I told you about. But
You crazy. You done up. That's what you done that. You done really messed up, man. Hey, say, man, look, man, that's my wife. That's me and my wife joint savings account, man. That's for my keys. I got two keys to take care of, man. I don't know what type of game you trying to run, man, but I promise you this. I got something for you. I want all of my money on my account. And if any money, I'm telling you right now, I swear to God.
I've already told you that I've used this money. What do you mean if it's not there? It's not there. Okay. I've used that's it, cool. Anthony. Hey, but man, I'm asking you to let me put a paper.
Let me tell you something. I swear to God right now, I promise. I swear, if you don't have my together when I get over there, I'm going to put my hands on you, man. And I don't know who you think you're playing with, man. I don't play these boy games. I hope that I don't think this is going to go. I'm going to sue the pants off that. I'm going to sue the black off that. I want my car and I want my money real. So if my money ain't back on my car, by the time I get over there, by the cash in my hand, by the time I get over there, we're going to have a real serious problem. And I'm done talking.
Hello?
Hey, you ain't got to call me. I'm already on the way. I swear to God, let my money be off my car. Let my not be there. I hope it's not right, because I'm telling you right now, I put my right hand to God on my daughter right now. If my money ain't on my car, if the card ain't in my hand, with my money in my hand when I get over there, don't even worry about it. I'm on the way over there. I'll be there in less than 10 minutes.
I want to be honest about this. Somebody actually gave me your card.
What?
Somebody actually gave me your card.
Somebody gave you my card. It's cool. I don't give a damn who gave you the card. It's your that I'm seeing when I get over there. So that's fine. I hope y'all have fun with the little game y'all play. That's fine. That's cool. Man, I ain't got time to play these Mickey Mouse games.
The other person has the card.
Who the got my card, man? I ain't got time to be running around with y'all.
Okay, do you have something you can take his name down so I can...
Take his name down, man. I don't want to know who's on my card, man.
Okay, the guy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, he has your card. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just gotta pray.
Come on, man. I got my real money on that car, man.
Hey, man. Your boy.
I wasn't asking about this car all weekend, man.
He said, you've been calling the club every single 10 minutes.
Man, my wife ain't let me leave this down, man. She hot. He can't even pull that money off for this morning. I don't know, man. It's serious out here, man.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's the baddest radio show in the land, baby?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you. Hey, Unc, let me use your credit card.
You did that once.
What happened, Steve?
He did that?
He did it back in L.A. Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of remember that. What did he put on there?
You don't remember that?
I kind of, yeah. You had a party at his house and all that, right? Is that the one?
Oh, I had a party. I had several parties. Now, I got my ass whipped, but I had some parties.
But what'd you spend the credit card on, Steve? Yeah. What are you spending on?
Did he buy a car? Oh,
I tried to buy a Hummer one day.
He told the Hummer dealership. Remember that time? He told the Hummer dealership I had co-signed, and they called me while I was on the air.
What?
That's when Hummers first came out. Hummers, okay, and they were so high. Everybody loved
them. I wanted one so bad. Yeah. I did.
I told him, I said, first of all, you're too little for the damn Hummer.
Yep, that's
Somebody
right.
Somebody's going to be coming outside, helping you get up in the truck the end day.
I was actually trifling back then. I really was.
Yeah.
Sounds
I
mean, like it.
Yeah. Ways,
so trifling.
Oh, he changed a great deal. Because this boy right here was trifling.
All right, nephew, thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.